This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors. Yeah, it's time to hop on the crazy train.
All aboard!
Welcome to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, presented by Coleman Insect Repellents. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All aboard! You're on the crazy train with the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How about them Brewers? Everybody's talking about them, but we won't say how about them Packers. Anyway, how about them Brewers? What an exciting evening. But we are the Cutting Edge Outdoors. And yes, we are sportsmen. We talk about fishing and hunting and other things, but we are also sports fans of the ball sports, too. And as you know by listening to this show, and of course, this is a sports station, so the outdoor sports are just as important to our listeners as the ball sports. Anyway, we come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. And if you want to get in on the show, you can call us at 414-799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. And who am I talking about when I say you can call us? Well, I'm Tom Neubauer, and he's Danny Bush. Good morning, Danny.
I've changed my name.
Oh, yeah? What are you changing it to?
I'm no longer
Puff.
Deluxe.
Are you Puff Daddy?
Single, straight, white, wealthy, orphaned landowner from Douglas County. My name is Captain Yak Sparrow.
Yak Sparrow?
Yes, Yak Sparrow.
Not Jack.
Yak.
Yak. Why Yak?
I don't know.
You
why
just,
not?
You just decided.
Today I'm Yak. I'm going to yak about a lot of stuff here. Hey, you were talking about baseball, and I was thinking, do they have, like, archery-type baseball where, like, you'd shoot a bow and go around? Or don't they have sports like that?
I think
in the Winter Olympics they do. They have, like, you ski and you shoot things at the same time.
That's called a biathlon, I think.
You know, I was thinking, guys, that I could maybe start training for the biathlon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Skiing and shooting. Well, you're a good shot.
I can shoot. Yeah. So I just got to learn how to cross-country ski.
You just got to learn how to ski.
And, you know, how hard can it be? You know,
it
I mean, those guys are up, I guess you're in the mountains, right? Air's thin.
I guess.
Got to be in top-notch physical shape.
Which you are.
Well, so sad thing is I'm too old. It's all over, Tom. It's all over.
You're only as old as the girls you date. Oh, did I just say that on air? Sorry.
You know, I like you, Ryan. I know there's a reason we like having you as our producer. And speaking of producer.
Well, yeah.
So last night, being as I'm the dedicated guy that I am, I, of course, wanted to go to one of our sponsors like Park Avenue Pizzeria. Parking lot was jammed. They got their world's greatest pizza going there. And a lot of people watching the game. And Waterfront Pub, I knew that would be the rocking place to go.
Rocking, yeah.
So, you know, and I could have ordered some of those special Tom Neubauer precision-cut French fries that are exactly the same size. They measure them with
a micrometer. Yep.
And but no, I'm
funny how we said that at the same time.
Yeah, well, scary. We've been working together too long. So I thought, no, I got to get home and get ready for the show. So I'm watching the game on the couch, and I watch Woodruff. Yeah. That's his name, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it awesome?
I almost said Minocqua, but it's Woodruff. Woodruff hit that, and we were in the lead. It was like the fifth inning, and I thought, you know, I think we got this. I'm going to go to bed. But then I thought, hey, I'll just turn on the game. So I turned on the game and fell asleep. But it's weird, man. I woke up at, 11 o'clock or whatever time it was with the last batter in the with the pitcher in the last batter.
Oh, striking him out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 6-4. And then it's 6-5. But why I woke up right at that moment, and it was great. I was able to catch the end of it. And then I turned the dial to 12:50 and listened to Billy.
Oh.
And Billy and
Schmid and
Mr. Baseball of the station.
Tim
Allen. And
I'm so happy for Tim, because he's been such a proponent ever since I got to the station. He's been Brewers, Mr. Optimistic, and he's got to be loving it. And I really miss not listening to the station, because I told you guys my radio.
You didn't get that fixed yet, huh?
No, so it's on one station now, so I can't listen to these guys. So I'm listening to Billy and Tim, and they were at what's the one?
Kelly's Bleachers.
Yeah.
Over on
God
Blue
dang it, I felt like getting out of bed and driving down there to see him.
I know, man. I was like,
I almost called him.
I was tempted. And I was like, I can't do it, guys. I got to be up early. And Billy was telling me about when he'd produced the show. He said, oh, no, it's okay. I used to come in hungover all the time.
Yeah, he did.
I said,
no.
<"Nah." laughs> Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but here's my main concern about Billy.
I have a lot of concerns.
Here it is. He's talking about the free George Webb burgers today.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to go to every George Webb in the city. And my attitude, Billy, don't do it.
No.
Okay.
Those arteries.
We're working on,
they're screaming,
you're a young guy.
Not only that, he'd spend a lot of gas for those burgers.
And you would think all the times that, you know, you called him fat over there, Tom, when he was our producer.
Don't you start.
That he'd be psychologically scarred by that.
Don't start.
And he wouldn't ever have a cheeseburger again.
What he could do is just take the buns, throw them out, and just eat the burger. Then you're just getting the protein, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Although,
I suppose.
I've never had a burger at George Webb's. No, any good?
I like them.
Do you?
I like them.
You know what?
We should head over there right
George
now.
George Webb's? You know, there's going to be such a line of cheap people today.
Oh, yeah. There
I
will
hate
be.
Any time they
there
give anything be. Away free.
All radio guys. Yeah.
Because.
Every George Webb will have a line of people waiting there for one free burger.
And you know what? I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't be a cheap person. Some people have no pride whatsoever, and they'll get in line for every freebie they can.
I don't like using coupons. Is that weird? Like, if I get a free something, like a free haircut? I used one the other day because I had to, because that's how broke I am. But I don't like using them. I always feel like a cheapskate. Like, they look down at you.
Would you like me to start a GoFundMe page for you?
Yeah, actually. For all my, betting losses.
But no, you're right. The coupon thing. I had a buddy of mine years ago, and he was like a type A personality.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was the most hyper dude in the world. We were roommates for a while, and we'd be getting ready to go someplace, and he'd be standing with his hand on the doorknob, and I'm grabbing my stuff, and he'd just be all wound up. You're the slowest man alive. So one time I was with him at a grocery store at Woodman's in Madison, and this lady's standing in front. Now, I do admit that sometimes there are two types of people get you wound up. Convenience store, if you get stuck behind the guy buying a pack of smokes and lottery tickets. They can't just buy either or. It's always the same guy or person or whatever that's going to get smokes, guaranteed they're going to get lottery tickets and vice versa. And you'll be standing in line with one cup of coffee and you just want to get going. But the grocery store one, this lady had all these coupons, right? And I could see my buddy sitting there kind of tapping his finger and his foot and looking around. And finally he goes, here. And he hands her $20. And he goes, here, lady, just take this. Put your coupons away and please go. And she did.
She just left?
She went through the aisle. She used her coupons another time. He gave her $20 just to get out of his way. And I was laughing. I just thought, oh, my God.
Oh, my wife is a coupon clipper, and she saves us when you consider, the mortgage payment and then a monthly so much it costs, when you get your property tax, you figure it costs so much a month, whatever. But anyway, at the end of the year, you get that one big lump sum property tax. But anyway, she saves us one mortgage payment, at least one mortgage payment a year. just from her clipping coupons. Now, would I take the time to sit there and go through them? No, I ain't taking the time. Screw that. But she will. Yeah, she will.
I feel like that's a man thing, like a guy thing. My wife, she'll use any coupon, man.
Yeah.
She'll call if something's like, you know, slightly not the way she wants it. Whereas I'm just like, I get a bad haircut and I just walk out and I'm like, I'll wear a hat for
every
2 weeks.
Every guy does that. What guy goes in and complains about his haircut? And speaking of, every time I get a haircut, the nice girl gives me a $3 off coupon to use for the next time. And you know where that goes as soon as I walk out the door? In the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hold on to a $3 coupon for 3 months or 2 months before my next haircut.
You know what? Sometimes this has happened a couple of times now. It's a good thing my wife isn't listening to the show, because what I'll do is, like, let's say you have a coupon, right? And let's say it's a dollar coupon, but they don't take it off. So when I get home and she's looking at the receipt, she says, hey, did you give them this coupon? Yeah. Well, they didn't take it off. You take this receipt, you go back there, and you tell them that you want that. You think I'm going to go back there? No, I while I'm out and about, I'll come home and I'll say, oh, here's the dollar they gave you
and
back.
And you lie.
Yeah, of course. And then
good
what
thinking,
I do
that's
is,
what I do.
Hey, and then
say, here's the dollar.
And then I got it back. Yeah, and then,
Brian would do the same thing.
On the receipt.
Any guy would.
On the receipt.
I think I'm going to go back and ask for a dollar.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of chiseler am I?
I know. And then
cute
on the
girl
receipt,
behind the thing. What, oh, I want my dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the receipt, what I do then is I cross it off and I put a couple of fake initials like somebody did it. Well, yeah, because my wife will check. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. She wants to make sure. So I just do that. So she thinks I went in there and did that. Like, I'm going to make a special trip to the grocery store, you know, park in the middle of some lot, take a hike in there, stand in line behind the guy with the smokes and the lottery tickets and all
you
that
know?
For that dollar. No, I just.
You want to know what I would do if that were my wife? I guess now you'll know why I'm not married. I would go, no, I'm not going to. And then, as a matter of fact, I'd pull a dollar bill out of my pocket and take a lighter and just burn it in front of her and say, so what? Who cares?
Yeah, so what? Who
Turn
cares?
The channel. Yeah. Well, give me something to drink.
Well, I want to stay breathing and living and on this earth a little while longer, so I'm not going to do that.
He's been kissing butt for a long time.
I'm not
You've
afraid
been doing
of my
it
wife
for a short time.
You know that? I'm not.
Not afraid of your wife?
Nope. I do whatever I want still. I mean, I do it respectfully.
Do you ever get all really ticked off, though?
That's what a
guy. You ever really get her riled
up? Every single day she gets ticked off at me.
About something?
Oh, about something. The littlest things. Yeah. Towels on the ground.
Yeah.
Cap off the toothpaste. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you
little stuff
you
like that.
The,
little things.
You ought to correct that stuff.
Then. That's what, that's what Tim Allen actually was telling me.
Yeah, you should correct that. Yes.
Well, yeah, I try.
I told you how we were trying to behavior condition my buddy's wife in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe DeLuca, a little Italian guy, looked like Rocky back in the day. And he and I would go squirrel hunting, and his wife would get all mad. She'd go, Joe, she had a thick accent, you should study. You shouldn't go hunting with Bush. So while we were out hunting one time, I said, okay, so here's the plan. When you come back from hunting, I want you to be just especially wonderful, affectionate to Mary Ellen. Just do this every time. And she won't know it, but you'll be conditioning her, because subconsciously, unconsciously, she'll associate your going hunting with her being treated great. So they invited me for chicken dinner that night. I'm sitting at the it was on campus, but the married couples lived in these little apartments. So I'm sitting there, and Joe is making chicken. And for 2 hours, he's going, okay, dear, can I do this? And I'm just sitting there. And after about 2 hours, she goes, what is going on? And he goes, I'm conditioning you, honey.
Oh, he told her?
He did.
Oh, God. You can't tell her.
I died laughing. He
you
did.
Can't
he couldn't.
Tell her.
He just had a smirk. We kept the joke going, but she.
Do you have that one buddy, though, that he's just always rude for like no reason to his wife? And you got to go over there and it's super awkward. And you're like, and he's, you know, you're getting ready to go do something that he's got to ask permission for, and he's still being a jerk, and you're like, man, just play your cards right, dude.
No, I'll tell you what. It was never the dudes being super jerks to the wife.
Vice
I had
versa.
Buddies who had some real pistols for wives that would just be like, just it was very uncomfortable because they wouldn't let their husbands do anything. You know, if I was there just to go do something, I mean, something innocent. They were, and so I felt like I was hated, you know, along with them.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm that guy to my friend's wife. So I used to be, before I was married, they'd be like, you're going out with him? You'll be home at 1 a.m. And I'll be like, what is that supposed to mean? What does that say about me?
I got some of my friends early on, they would use me as their fall guy.
Yeah,
like
me
if
too.
They got in trouble, if Same they here. Came home late, well, I was with Tom.
Yeah,
it was Tom did it. It was Tom's
Tom.
Tom
was hammered. We had to drive him home.
I would get blamed for this stuff.
I was that guy too.
And you know what?
Me
and,
too.
And I,
I'm still that
and
guy.
I didn't care. I didn't care. Go ahead, blame me. I don't care.
So but, what?
Do
Who
I care?
Cares?
What, do I care what your wife thinks about me? She's your wife. You got to live with her. You know. I don't care. Hey, you know what? It is getting to be about that time. But when we come back, Danny. Maybe we can talk a little fishing, hunting, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's
I got
going
some things
on.
I got to ask you about.
All right.
I'm going to tap into your vast knowledge.
Oh, boy. And also, I've got some big news to tell people how they can save lots of money.
Coupons?
No, no coupons.
Okay.
Yeah, no coupons. Although there is one here, but no coupons. All right, we got that, folks. We got a lot more coming up. If you want to join in on the show, got questions, comments, whatever, 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. Just give us a call. I know it's early. I know it's a little dark out, but I know there's a lot of you who are awake right now, just like me and Danny and Ryan. We'll be right back with more of the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors. Danny's got us rocking and a rolling this morning.
Can you play that one?
Huh?
Can you play this one?
Well, I could if I had the music. It's pretty easy.
I like it.
It's just a C progression.
It's a wake up in the morning.
Yeah. You know, you'd be surprised how many songs are just progressions. They're only like three chords. You know, that's all they are.
You know what? Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
A, G, B.
Tom's a genius. He knows everything about music and everything. So I got a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
I got a thing in the mail because, you know, I'm a member of Muskies, Inc.
Mm-hmm. Walleyes for tomorrow.
Walleyes for tomorrow. Triple A, AARPC. No, I'm not a member of that.
No, I wouldn't be a member of that because part of that money, if you join AARP,
yeah.
That $18.
Where does it go?
Part of that money goes to the Democratic National Committee.
Well, heck with that.
That's why I will
and they,
not.
And, they, and, they, and they're doing nothing for us anyway.
That's right. Those but anyway.
Lousy Democrats. So anyway, now I got, and pheasants. Pheasants for, is it pheasants?
Pheasants for forever.
For Pheasants Forever. I did join
because
I got a free knife, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get a magazine and stuff like that. And so maybe I'll renew. But now I got something in the mail from Trout Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And for like $26, I can get a year membership with the magazine and a couple of flies and a hat and some other stuff. I'm thinking, well, that's not a bad deal. Oh, and then it makes you a member of the local chapter. Okay. Now, I don't really fish inland trout. We talked about how my brother got those nice browns up there in Monroe County 2 weeks ago. But my question is there a local chapter here of Trout Unlimited? Because I've never heard of it before. I've heard of all the other organizations.
They
have banquets and stuff. But
I think there is. Because, you know, the guys, let's say Waukesha County, okay? Waukesha County, there's a lot of people, men and women, who fish for trout. But they live in Waukesha County. They go other places. But I think there is a Trout Unlimited. If one of our listeners knows
I'm just
for
curious,
sure,
because I thought
they can
well,
call us at 799-1250.
I've never seen any advertisements about any of their banquets like you do for all the other clubs, Whitetails Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, and all that.
Yeah.
And I imagine Trout Unlimited does not have any vested interest as far as Great Lakes fisheries for trout and salmon.
I think most of that is inland stuff.
That's what I would think, because part of the money for Trout Unlimited goes to, I think, stream restoration, habitat, you know, good cause.
Yeah, and they've done a lot of good work out in the, there's a lot of, well, this state has got
Western
so many.
Western part of the state.
Yeah, southwestern part of the state is awesome trout fishing, but you know what? So is northern Wisconsin.
The guy,
there's great trout fishing up north.
And so, you know, it'd be cool, I'd get some flies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the one type of fishing I've never. everybody asks, mm-hmm. do you fly fish? And I'm like, nah, I don't know. I just never really have had a desire to do it. My brother-in-law is into it big time. My cousin got into it years ago and loved it and started tying his own flies. I guess the guy to ask would be Pat Ehlers at the Fly Fisher's Shop. Yep. He would, if there's a Trout Unlimited, I would guess he'd belong to it.
Yeah, yeah. Pat Ehlers is a genuine expert when it comes to trout fishing. You know, out west, he's like a rock star. He's got flies named after him and all that.
Really?
Yeah, but see, here in Wisconsin, it's not as big as it is out west. And out west, people know the name Pat Ehlers as the guru of fly fishing, right? But here in Wisconsin, only the fly fishermen know who he is, well, like, it seems like. You know,
up in Douglas County, I got stuff named after me up there.
Oh, okay.
Roads and everything.
Okay. Yeah, Bush Road.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Probably some in Colorado named after you, too.
No, I haven't been to Colorado.
There's a Bush Road for the beer. Get it?
When I was a student teacher in Springfield, Missouri years ago, seventh, eighth grade kids would call me Mr. Beer. Because my last name was Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once I got done with the student teaching, one of the kids came and gave me a bottle cap from a Bush bottle of beer, said Bush on it.
Oh, really?
And you know, it fit perfectly over my cigarette lighter in my 76 Trans Am.
Yeah.
You ever see, back in the day, you could put like I don't know, you ever see anybody do that? Put a cap like that right on your cigarette lighter?
No.
It fit perfect. It was great.
Really?
I had it on there for years.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you'd do that. And then how about the thing in the back window of your car where you'd cut out carpet and put all the fuzzy carpet in the back of up 68
I've
Nova?
Seen, I've seen people
with
do
the big
that,
Pioneer but... speakers cut out around.
No.
Didn't do that?
No. Didn't do that.
Didn't you jack up your car and put big tires on it?
No.
You're lying.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, because
you had the white T-shirt with the smokes rolled up in the sleeves.
No.
You'd be that guy racing out of the parking lot.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
In a beater Nova with the bent frame.
And I did have a 64 Nova. I had that one, and then I had a 72 Nova.
You didn't jack it? How about you put some exhaust, make some noise on it?
No. I had a 73
you were
Charger.
Boring. You might as well just had a 68 Impala.
The coolest car I ever had was a 73 Charger. It was white.
Now you're with the red?
It was a white vehicle with a black rag top. It was a hard top, but it was that white, black cloth-like top.
Yeah.
It was very cool looking, that car. It had a 383 in it, you know. It was kind of quick, but the engine was a little dying at the time, you know. But it was still good. Yeah, it was.
Because I kind of pictured you as a hot rod.
No. Never really got into that hot rod and stuff.
Kind of a guy. Hey,
I was too busy concentrating on fishing.
Yeah, were you like an addict with the fishing when you were
God,
a kid?
Yeah. I'd skip school, go out to Casey's boat launch, boat rental place on Nagawick. I'd skip school and Agnes, Agnes and Casey owned the place, they're an older couple, and Agnes would say, "Don't you have school today?" And I'd say, "No, I it's like parent-teacher conference," or I'd make up some story, you know.
Didn't Casey have a band?
That was in the Sunshine Band, yeah, Casey.
Or but no, not, he not had a radio
same,
show.
Not the same ones.
TV show. Not Top 100.
Not the same.
Different Casey. Didn't they cut off his head and preserve it, and the family was fighting about it?
Yeah.
Or maybe that was that one
really?
Picture.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
there's some weird stuff I've heard,
that's
you know,
weird,
going
yeah.
on.
But no, we used to, you know, I used to, like, live out at Nagawicca for some reason. That was my favorite lake when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, you know.
Well, you know, Steve Milliot, when he was obsessed as a kid growing up, and his art teacher used to always get on him because in art class, all he ever wanted to do was draw and paint fish.
Oh.
And, of course, that worked out pretty good for him
in the end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because he eventually got really good at it.
Yeah, he did. Yes.
Yeah.
Where are we? I don't even know.
Hale's Corners.
No, what time is it? My computer went away.
Oh, yeah. You're over there now. It's 6:29, 6:30.
Okay. Oh, well, then, I figured that was right about time. I suppose we got to go to a break, Danny. But when we come back, we should really talk about what's going on in the fishing world right now with this drop in temperature. There was a great Ron over at Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop was telling me that last week there was a great topwater musky bite, shallow water topwater musky bite. But now with this cold weather, that might have ended. But we'll talk a little bit about that, all right? About
Sounds
that
good.
And other fishing stuff and hunting stuff that's going on. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Coming up next is the gut report. You don't want to miss this one, especially if you've got some venison, especially some fresh venison. And then, of course, don't forget, after the 6:45 break, we'll be playing the Hornswoggle, brought to you this week by Cubby Mini Mites. So we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
The Gut Report is brought to you by Discount Liquor, where you can find everything you need when it comes to alcoholic beverages. Great wines, beer, whiskeys, vodka, whatever, all that stuff. And if it's hard to find, hey, they probably got it. And if they don't, they'll get it. But they probably have it. Okay, I got a gut report for you that if you got some venison laying around, boy, I'll tell you what, this is. I've made this several times. It is so easy. I'm really surprised that I haven't done it before. And this comes from, the basic recipe comes from Suzette Curtis. And so anyway, here's the thing. You've heard of corned beef hash. How about venison hash? All you need is some venison chopped up small. You want to dice it small. And you want to fry it in some oil until it's almost a little crispy. Okay. Then you put that on the side and you have your potatoes, you know, diced small. You have green peppers, diced small. You have onions, diced small. Okay. You put that all together, and you cook it. And, of course, you know, your salt and pepper and, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, and you cook it until the potatoes are, you know, cooked. And then you add the venison back to it and heat it all through. I'm telling you what, it's delicious. Now, this is the optional part. Hot sauce. Whatever type of hot sauce you like, you put a couple of tablespoons or more, whatever, however much you like. You put it in there in the mixture and mix it all up together. Some people like putting it on the side, you know, they like shake it on afterward. But I'm telling you, venison hash is so good. I love it. So if you have some venison that's fresh that you just got in the last few weeks, or maybe you got some left from last year, I don't know, maybe you got some back in November, December, it's still good. Anyway, so you want to try that. The Gut Report is brought to you by Discount Liquor, where, seriously, you will find the best price, selection, and service at 51st and Oklahoma in Milwaukee and Main Street in Barstow in Waukesha. For weekly specials, and they do have weekly specials, folks. I'm not kidding you. Go to DiscountLiquorInc.com.
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
All right. Ryan, so Danny's off on a constitutional, I guess. He's
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 799-1250 is the phone number for folks. Now we know fall is here. Frost, if you got to park outside, you got frost on the windshields, you know, frost on the grass. You know fall is here when you get those frosty mornings, you know. And so, you know, and I like fall, Ryan. I think fall, I love the fall weather. I love everything in sports that's going on with fall. I like fishing in the fall. You got hunting in the fall. All the three major ball sports are going on in the fall. You know, I mean, this really a neat time of year. And I just like the weather too. You know,
yeah.
I just like the weather. But, you know, things are going to be changing. Movements of fish are going to be changing a little bit now. And so we'll talk to Bushy in a little bit about some hunting stuff too. But I'll tell you, you know, now last week, we were supposed to, my one son and a couple boys of mine and myself, we were going to go fishing last week. But last week, Sunday, was cold, rainy, and really windy. Now, we can put up with a light drizzle if it's warm out. We can, cold, windy, and rainy. Rain and cold, we can put up with, but that wind. Especially when it's cold out, you know, chilly out, and
yeah.
You got a heavy wind. I mean, it was really blowing on Sunday. And, you know, a few Sundays back, we went out, and it was a windy day, and we went to a little lake thinking we'll get out of the wind, you know.
Right.
Even though there weren't whitecaps on the little lake, the wind was still blowing your boat around, you know, still blowing you around. So, anyway, we decided to forego that fishing trip last Sunday, but we are supposedly going to go tomorrow. And hopefully it's going to be a beautiful morning like these last mornings have been, you know, that's it's calmer, you know. And, you know, believe it or not, like when it comes to musky fishing, they're still hitting top waters. Two of your better baits, actually three of your better baits to use, two artificial, top waters and bucktails. Those are still working. As the water temperature gets colder, then you want to go into those big plastics like Bulldogs and that Big Joe Live Actions, Medusas, things like that. You want to go into the big plastics. But bucktails and topwaters are still working right now. Now, the walleye fishing, I'll tell you, going to the local rivers for walleyes like the Rock River, the Fox River, the Wisconsin River, walleye action is really, really good right now. It's really heating up. And one nice thing about it is that in the fall, when you're walleye fishing in the rivers on the fall, there's less people out there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot nice. Not like in the spring when the 7th Fleet is parked in the river, you know, and you got to deal with all these boats. Fall fishing in the river is great. Now, there's a lake that my boys and I might go to tomorrow because I wanted to go just musky fishing, but we can do both at this lake. But in the fall, in October, this is the right time, we always catch nice-sized perch at this lake. Because the perch, it's really weird. I don't know why they do it, but they move into shallow water in the fall. Now, what kind of food are they after? I don't know. They're after some kind of food that's in shallower water. But we'll find decent perch. You got to sort through them. You catch little ones, but you also catch those 10, 11 inchers. And it always happens in the fall, and they're all in like 2 to 6 feet of water. And it's like normally they're out in the deeper water, but all of a sudden they move into the shallow water. And it's like, what the heck? Why are they there? Well, I don't know why, and I don't care why, because I know they're going to be there. And we got several spots that we go to where we can catch them. So hopefully tomorrow we're going to be doing some inland perch fishing and musky fishing. And of course, walleye fishing too. Should I tell you where the lake is, Danny?
Tell us.
Yeah, it's Lake X. Everybody knows what Lake X is, don't they? If you don't know what Lake X is, 799-1250. Just call us. We'll tell you. But anyway, go to Lake X. We'll catch some walleyes. Hopefully we'll catch a musky or two. And hopefully a bunch of big perch. So we're going to go for those three tomorrow. Anyway. So, Danny?
Yeah.
What are you checking out?
Yeah, not much here. Hey, did you hear, you know, I like to squirrel hunt this time
right?
of year, right?
Yep.
Did you hear about the squirrel on the plane?
No.
Okay. Somebody tried to take a comfort squirrel on an airline
a
flight.
A comfort squirrel.
It's a comfort
Give
squirrel.
Me a break.
Yeah, you know, everybody's taking their comfort dog and their pets and stuff. And, you know, people have been bit, you know.
Yeah.
Flight attendants have been bit by dogs,
by
you know.
Comfort
somebody,
animals.
In fact, I think they banned pit bull type dogs from, you know,
yeah.
flying. But anyway, apparently this lady had her, she told the airline she was going to bring a comfort animal. But she didn't say what.
Okay.
And well, then when she showed up, they realized that it was a rodent. And yeah. Evidently
a tree rat.
Right. So evidently the airline has some type of a law against or rule against rodents on
yeah.
the plane.
Yeah.
So the lady would not get off the plane. And evidently they had to... empty. Everybody else left the plane.
Yeah.
And then she's seated there with her rodent, from what it sounded like anyway, the report that I read. And they went in and dragged her off, and it delayed things by like an hour and a half or something
Did
like that.
Did she have it in a cage or something?
I don't know. The story didn't say, you know. Maybe it was kind of like on her shoulder, like Beretta used to have the big bird on his shoulder.
Yeah, like a bird on his shoulder. You have a squirrel on your shoulder.
This is Chippy here. Chippy keeps me calm when I'm... And of course, you know what they told her. You're what? Nuts.
Yeah. Get out the plane, lady.
Evidently, the squirrel was really looking forward to the free peanuts. So they chose that airline specifically.
They're profiling against squirrels now, huh?
Yeah. You know, I think it was just because it was a black squirrel that they kicked it off the plane.
No,
that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
No, actually, black it was squirrel. A gray squirrel. If it had been a fox squirrel, they would have let it on. But the lousy gray squirrel, they were being prejudiced.
That's really weird. That's really. We do have a caller to tell us about squirrels. No, they're not going to tell us.
Snakes on planes.
No, he is. I'm struggling to get the name, so let's just get it on air.
All right.
Great radio here.
Hey, good morning. Who is this? Hello. Oh, you got to turn it up.
Yeah, we got our first non-call of the day.
No, he's on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is the legend calling.
The legend.
Larry the Legend. I thought he died.
No, I go by Rich, but some call me other things.
Okay, Rich. Well, we won't call you any names
Tom
here.
Tom was the legend here.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I haven't taken any vacation this year, and this weekend I'm starting my, I'm going to call my fall hunting and fishing program up in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I basically put up all my tree stands, and then I'll get ready for the rut the first week or out into the gun hunt.
Yeah.
And then I put all my trail cameras out. I was actually one of the first guys that used trail cameras when they first came out.
Oh.
But I was talking to you guys earlier on one of your previous shows that I just started going into muskie fishing.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be doing muskie fishing around the Castle Rock area.
Okay.
And I heard you say earlier that right now spinnerbaits, and I could even use some topwater.
Well, inland spinners. Well, I would. You know, you wouldn't be fishing on Castle Rock. You'd be going up to Peatonwell probably for that. That's pretty close to you, right?
Yeah, it's the area I fish. The guys actually incidentally get muskies while they're walleye fishing, so I'm sure there's muskies there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there are. are you talking on the Castle Rock flowage?
Yeah, that particular area, like the Yellow River.
Oh, okay, yeah. As a matter of fact, I fished the Yellow River and Little Yellow before, yeah. Well, anyway, inline spinners, you know, bucktails, yep, those are going to work. And if you're fishing a river, the top waters will still work right now, too. It just depends on how cold it is, you know. But, no, those will still work, without a doubt. Yeah.
And at what point are suckers the most effective, water temperature-wise?
They start – actually, guys are starting to use them now. Guys are using them now. But they really become effective when the water temperature is, let's say, below 50. 52, 53 degrees and below. You know, after turnover, it seems like they're really effective, yeah. But guys are using a lot of suckers right now, and they're catching fish on them.
I've always had most action on suckers when it was right around that 46 degree.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it just dipped below that 50, and they can really start chomping on those things.
Yeah. You bet. So
wonderful.
So let us know how you do when you get back from your fishing trip.
We'll get to you in about a week or so.
All right. Sounds great, Rich.
Take care.
Good
See
job.
You, man.
Thanks. Yep.
Okay, bye now. Okay, we got to go to a break, and we need a contestant for the Hornswoggle brought to you this week by Cubby Mini Mites. This week, you will win a Cubby Mini Mite hat, all embroidered, expensive hat, really nice hat. But you got to, you know, get 2 out of 3 correct of the Hornswoggle statements that Danny is going to give you. So be a contestant. Call 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. I'm sure Danny will make it kind of easy for you to win.
Oh, no.
we'll see.
You got to be greatly learned and knowledgeable to win this
beautiful
embroidered. It's a cool fishing hat.
Yeah. So call us right now. Be a contestant. We'll be right back with more of the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors. He's Danny Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. And that guy in the red, what kind of shirt you got on today? We are Trojans?
Great question. Spartans, I believe.
You can't wear that in here.
It's a school from Iowa. Yeah, they're in Iowa.
Let's get the break.
It was a free shirt. That's why he's wearing it. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more. Stay tuned. Okay, be right back. Bye.
Welcome back to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors. We want to thank everybody for trying to call in for the Hornswoggle contest, but we do have a potential lucky wiener on the line, and we got Shar Grahams. Shar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good this morning.
Good morning,
Shar. Right, good to hear from you here.
Say hi to Keith for us.
I don't think you've ever done the Hornswoggle before, have you?
No, I never have.
Well, good. It's good to have a new contestant. So
yes.
Here we go. I will make the statement. If it's BS, it It's a Hornswoggle. If I'm telling the truth, it's no Hornswoggle. So here we go. Scales. Scales on a fish. If you look at scales on a fish under a microscope, you will see tiny triangles like a scalene triangle, hence the name scales. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
Oh, we heard Keith.
Hey, you're getting, we heard that, Keith.
You're getting help from Keith. Tell Keith, walk away.
That's a Hornswoggle. Okay,
that's a Hornswoggle.
Okay, here we go.
I never heard of such a crazy thing.
Okay.
Well,
you never biology. Yeah, okay. You never know, you know. So now we got to wait for Keith's coffee to kick in so he has to go to the John, and then he won't be able to give you any answers here soon. Okay, here we go. The worst state to live in if you are a gun owner is New York.
That's no Hornswoggle.
That's a no Hornswoggle. Okay.
All right.
Now let's just see if Keith, I mean
well, you won the hat.
Be 3-3. here we go. Illinois, the great state, not of Illinois, has many, many gun laws which have done a fantastic job of cutting down crime in Chicago.
That's a Hornswoggle.
That's a big Hornswoggle.
Yeah, they got all those laws down there, and it's not doing a goddamn thing to help things. So we got your information. You'll really like this cool Cubby Mini Mites hat. You know, Tom's been holding out on us all these years on these hats. He finally busted it loose, and they got an embroidery on there and stuff.
Earlier this week, this year I gave away like
that's
eight
the first
of them.
That's I've ever seen them.
Well, yeah, I never brought them in.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was mailing them out.
Well, okay, whatever.
Well, so you're telling me they're
Shishi Lala,
huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. You like these. I mean, Keith will like his new hat. So,
that's my hat.
Your hat. Okay, yeah. Well.
My hat. Is it a pullover knit?
No. It's like a ball cap.
It's a ball cap.
It's a high quality hat. Yes.
Right.
Nice.
It works. Well, and if you turn it and reverse it, it looks like you're walking backwards. So yeah, it's multi-purpose there, Char. So we'll get it to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, laugh at his dumb jokes, Char. You'll just encourage him.
Yeah, we'll talk about dumb jokes.
All right, thanks, Char.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay, bye. Bye.
That was funny. We hear Keith whisper.
Yeah,
Hornswoggle. She's a biology major. Yeah. She would have known that anyway.
She would have known that. Yeah. Did not ring a bell.
You know
with
what?
Her.
I know she knows. I think where the confusion gets in is whether to say Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle. You know what
right.
I mean? People know what's true or false.
Right.
If it were just like the old game show and all they had to say, that's true, Bill.
Oh yeah, or false.
That's false, Bill. Yeah. Remember Bill on the game show?
Which Bill?
There was one where they'd go, that's true, Bill.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That's false, Bill.
If you say so, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. When we were kids, my buddies, when we were being a smiley Alec to your buddy, you'd go, that's true, Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
That was before Alex and who was that one rascal one? Bob Barker? Was he the one that was messing around with the blonde?
Rascal.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
She also was hanging out with Kenny Rogers.
I don't remember. Whoever. I don't pay attention to that stuff too much.
No.
Although
they're all dead now. They're all old.
Although
people,
I do watch Alex Trebek. I watch Hornswoggle. I try to watch it. I'm Hornswoggle. Jeopardy. I try to watch Jeopardy every night.
He got in trouble. He was
Alex?
Alex Trebek? He got in trouble recently. He was a moderator. That's the word you use, right?
Yeah.
Of a debate between political candidates. And he, instead of just asking the questions, he was yakking too much himself.
Oh.
And they both kind of criticized him, like, you know, you're not the show, Alex. Just answer the questions and keep it moving.
Really? I did not know that. I did not hear that.
You know, your lights just flashed on your van out there. Did you hit a button or is someone stealing your vehicle?
No, I hit a button. So
you sat on a button?
Okay.
You know, you could wreck your back sitting on that, you know, on that.
Okay.
Cell phone on that keys.
Yeah, I got them hooked on the belt loop thingy, and with a carabiner.
What?
And if yeah,
carabiner.
Well, yeah, it's a carabiner.
Yeah. Well, you really are a true sod buster there. I'll tell you.
Yes, that's right. Only sod buster.
And you got a, if you're a sod buster, you just might have a carabiner for your keychain on your belt loop.
Yep, that's right. You're calling all.
If you're a sod buster, you just might have a camel cutting edge outdoors hat.
Yeah, now Danny's calling all Harley riders sod busters.
You might be a sod buster if you own more flannel than you do silk shirts. I could come up with a list. I'm going to work on my
sod buster.
You might be a sod buster list will be coming up next week. Oh, and I also have a return of the why did the chicken cross the road list. That'll be coming next week.
Oh, really?
Wait a second. I won't be here next week.
You're not going to be here next week.
That'll be the week after next week.
That'll be the 27th, Danny will give us. Who do you got?
Keith, real quickly here.
Oh, okay, Keith, real quickly. Husband of Char.
No, that's the wrong Keith.
Oh, a different Keith.
There you go,
I'm
assuming,
sorry.
Tom.
I was assuming.
You know
sorry.
When you assume, you make
know,
a you-know-what of you.
Yeah, okay, got it. Right. What's up, Keith? Sorry about that.
You said you'd let me know what Lake X is if I called in.
Oh, yeah, that's Oconomowoc Lake.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, years ago on the show when John was here, and that I would always say I never wanted to divulge it, and I'd always call it Lake X, and then John would get mad at me for not telling people what lake it is.
Well, I'd be mad at you, too.
Yeah, and I always said,
we'd
well, look,
be mad at
there's
him,
only
Keith.
Like 20 parking spots, you know, for cars and trailers. I want to make sure there's one for me.
There he goes, anyway, only worrying about himself.
It would be Oconomowoc Lake, yeah.
Okay.
Have thanks. You ever fished it, Keith?
No, I have not.
It's a great fall lake for muskie, I'll tell you, with suckers. Get in
it
that
is.
Deep break line, about 15, 18 feet.
Even deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. What kind of fish do you fish for mainly?
Mostly walleyes and crappies.
Well, forget the crappies on Oconomowoc. There's very few, but it is a good walleye lake.
Okay, great.
It takes the time to learn it. Okay,
it's real clear.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
Take care, man.
Bye now. Yeah, we got to go to the break. Ryan is getting hyper over there, letting us know he's got a new update coming up. So guess what? Here is...
Calm down, big shooter.
Yeah, Ryan Harbaugh.
We'll get
Harbaugh.
To it soon enough.
I'm just trying to stay on the clock, boys.
Ryan Harbaugh with your sports
he got
update.
A schedule to follow.
And I think he has something to tell about the Brewers. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.